I teach ye autistic things you do.
Wrap myself in blankets and rile up dog. Hide under blankets while he tries to playfully bite me.
I can only sleep on exactly the hour and a half hour mark. If I miss it, I must stay up another 30 minutes. Playing Game Boy in car. Have the urge to throw it out the window.
Listen to music. Imagine yourself performing the music with your friends in front of a crowd of thousands. Even though some of your friends don't even play music, the crowd is loving it. Your friends are loving it. Everyone is happy. Haha, autism. I pull my hood over my head if I have a hoodie on. He gets really annoyed.
Having friends. Get off my board, normie. If I jerk off L, I have to turn all my Figmas the other way and kick out all my pets so they don't judge me.
When a post on 4chan is unexpectedly funny, it startles me and I spin around on my chair for a while to calm down.
Sometimes, I socialize.
Every time I find an ant, I think or sometimes say out loud, "You are not allowed to coexist with me," before squishing it. In public, I'm constantly making weird hand fidgets, stretching and scratching awkwardly, and pursing, licking my lips. I guess it makes sense why no one wants to associate with me.
Masturbate onto the floor at work in the family restroom. It's been 2 years so far and everyone just thinks a customer is doing it.
I sometimes talk to myself in the third person and congratulate myself when I've done something correctly. I have been unironically using a toe knife long before Frank Reynolds from IASIF used one. I have a hammer lying in my drawer for smashing things in my room when I'm bored.
Goes on 4chan.
I trace my hand on a piece of paper and then stroke my face with it while listening to ASMR face touching videos.
Still run around the house making machine gun and explosion noises. I'm 23.
Same, jump around corners with my hand like a gun. Also pretend I'm on a motorbike when walking about. Rev the throttle, even change gears if I change my speed. I'm 37.
Still can't resist the childlike urge to run my hand along a fence as I walk by it.
TFW, do this literally all the time and run my hand along walls too. IIDIDNT, know that was autistic.
Think about memes and shit posting ideas when out in public and start to laugh.
Having everything in my room placed certain way. When my mom moves it even a few centimeters, I lose my shit. Sorry, mom.
Crawl upstairs like a dog. Whenever something good on the computer happens, get up and swing my arms around like I'm hardcore dancing in a mosh pit. Yet people in real life, usually if I'm in a queue and someone cuts in or is walking slow, but only middle-aged normies, not little kids or old people that might get scared. Whenever I get a delivery and close the door, I started jumping up and down and say something along the lines of "Dago, dago, diddy-do." Long story. Whenever I see someone in person, I think about the easiest way to take them out based on the Fallout Fats system. So if I see a fat person with a big gut or think hitting them there would only be 5% effectiveness, but that's UUUUST, but just with error, not actually yelling whenever something goes wrong. Will count in my head when I'm brushing my teeth in the morning and shaving to see what the fastest I can do it in without doing a completely terrible job.
Be me. 13. Actually have autism, Asperger's to be exact. Not really noticeable unless I get super frustrated or nervous. And a couple of friends decide to go to the Chicago, which is close by. Pretty fun. It gets pretty late and we run out of ideas. Local flea market nearby. Wina.jpg. Arrive and immediately realize it was a massive mess and loud, aspy person mare. Everyone decides to split up and meet back in a half hour or so. I walk into the crowd, which is barely moving at this point. Time crawls by and I've only moved 25 feet maximum. Look down at my phone. I'm late. Shit.png. Start waddling back when this old lady starts yelling at me. Apparently there was a line for a food stand or something and I was cutting. Well, what that make? I wasn't really listening. I was panicking. Everyone was closing in on me or seemed. My heart started racing. I glanced around, no way out. Now way out. Suddenly I scream, get the fuck out. Shoved the old lady over. Trampled on top of her. Kicked a baby stroller. Found refuge between two kiosks. Literally had to wait until my friends found me before we left. MFW, I tarted out and kicked a baby stroller.
Be me cashier at grocery store. Client number 1. Mezes. $17.98, but me thinks, wrecked MILF. Client number 2 and his daughter. Mezes. $22.50, but me thinks, mods. Underage to be in viand. Client number 3. Mezes. $3.80, but me thinks, fag or thread, saged. Client number 4. Mezes. $27.27, but me thinks, Stacy equipping to impress random Chad. Client number 5. Mezes. $51, but me thinks, gay pedo old fart into shota. Client number 6. Mezes. $8.50, but me thinks, this nigga stole a bike and sold it for less than $10. Client number 7. Mezes. $4.20, but me thinks, certified cringing fembot. Client number 8. Mezes. $113.37, but me thinks, fat lard ass golem refilling jeans, hope won't wreck doors. Client number 9. Mezes. $30.80, but me thinks, a made in China fob chink. Client number 10. Mezes. $5.30, but me thinks, nigga nigga bang bang. Client number 11. Unstoppable talking. Almost told him, cool story bro. Then I figured out the moment I would have written this post here, it would start with something like, WTF robots, am I spending too much time in B rather than here? I realized I'm using 4chan slang also IRL. Friend was talking about an ugly woman. I happened to say 2/10. His face. What? Mom talks about something lame. I only replied, sage. Nigga hero in some movie. I whispered, ooga booga, how come he can't even read the paper? Female investigator appears behind him. I added, nigga, watch out that fat ass JW whale. Employer asks me to check out a weird guy. That's Burglord, I ask. What? And when going up and down the stairs, I sink my feet humming dubs trips quads quints dubs trips quads quints. I feel I've been forkanized a bit too much. Guy asks for train posters and I almost told him slash n slash transportation. MFW. Slash. UH, maybe there. How do I detox and get sober again? Don't tell me I should leave 4chan for some time. I've got a monster-sized collection of retarded pics to upload here. And every post only allows a single attachment.
I imagine myself singing classic rock karaoke in a dimly lit bar full of drunk Japanese salarymen.
Not just spoke dancing in your room. Start to think some of your moves are pretty good. The world will never see my amazing dance moves because I'm a shut-in. This is my revenge on the world.
Make animal-esque noises and murmurs to myself regularly, genuinely have hard time not doing so. Comb hair multiple times throughout the day in different ways, at very least one per waking hour. Shake and flap hands whenever very anxious or frustrated, usually in addition to odd murmurs and sounds. Spend hours organizing and stacking things. Chase stray cats while imagine self as poverty-stricken peasant or Auschwitz prisoner whenever hungry. Wear sunglasses because most lights are far too bright and burn my eyes. Hum to self to block out noises. Rub things on my lips to feel the texture. Become nauseous whenever things are not aligned in a good way. Have hard time looking at people with facial moles and freckles as result.
Raptor arms. When I was in elementary school and a classmate pointed it out, I said it was how princesses walk. Can only walk on stairs with tiptoes. March through house swinging arms similarly to the Toho meme chick. Mimicking one of our cat's meows is the start of a sentence. Nayara, what's for dinner? DIYSFX when doing anything. Sit in mom's closet when spit neighbors party every Sunday since my room is right next to the yard and her closet is the quietest. IN before calling cops on them, we've done it so many times but they won't stop. Too awkward to verbally curse. Have urges to say Cockman with family though. Randomly repeat sounds to self, e.g. Kuru Kuru. Back in hours when I had pretend friends though, I showed them some of my Aero fanfics, which were really X-rated, and hentai-ings, which weren't very good. But fortunately I have no friends to do that with anymore.
You neuronically wrestle a torso made out of my bed sheets. Say dumb shit in the mirror. Do Hank Hill and Macho Man imitations out of nowhere. Rearrange my room only to regret it later at least once a week. Nose boop might plushie every night. Always sleep with socks on. Pizza Hawaii is the GOAT.
I have more stuffed animals than friends. I talk to my plushies and tell them about my day. I pretend that I'm a worm when I wrap myself up in my blankets, or that I'm alone in space, or if I'm sad I pretend I'm dead in my grave, ash in an urn. I feel calm when I touch at you, particularly weird textile things. I love cold clammy clay and keep a little thing of blue Play-Doh on me at all times. Also I have a Sophie giraffe that I chew and squeak and squeeze while gurgling, growling whenever I feel bad, nervous.
Make ritualistic hand motions after washing hands.
Imagine aliens or people from the past watching me during my daily routine.
A 500 word essay in for tomorrow and I can't start till 7 p.m. How fucked am I?
500. LMAO negative to 6,000 in 4 hours. You're fine, fucking pussy.
Surely bait?
And bait you not. Improve your essay skills, mate.
How old are you, 16? Bitch, I did those 4 hours when I was 19.
Post-essay question, OP.
Why do people still use umbrellas in modern society?
Why do people still use umbrellas in modern society? The question is a deceptively simple one, for reasons upon which I will elaborate. Firstly, people use umbrellas for the purpose of remaining dry, or not wet, specifically when their surrounding area is being rained on, pelted with wetness, as it were. But whence this desire for retaining dryness when one's environment is wet? Whence this human urge to ostracize oneself from the natural cycle? Or rather, to ostracize nature from one's own life? Is the clue not in the question? Is it not the same with modern man's wish to spend his life in cities, homo urbanus, removed from the tumult of the organic world? And yet, what is this world? And what is rain? Rain wets, providing plants and animals with nutriment, filling up their cells with cytoplasm and their veins with blood to transport nutrients, allowing them to stay alive. Rain wets, providing the ground with moisture, moisture which seeps down through the sedimentary layers of soil, and without which no repositories of drinkable water would be present for the urban human to hydrate himself. Urban man is debted, but relies upon the natural cycle to replenish him. Yet he pretends that this ancient arrangement is beneath him, as when he removes his domicile from the wet ground, as when he removes his body from the rain. The umbrella is the symbol of man shutting nature, of woman shielding herself from the life-giving sky. Rain wets, and it erodes the cracking ground, creating landslides, waterfalls, floods. It reforms the terrain, allowing new flora and fauna to make their inroads on the surface of our world. Yet from this, modern man and woman shield themselves. Why? Why, to keep their clothes dry, to keep their electronic items secure. For you see, rain wets and kills technology, and that is the bane of Homo so-called sapiens. What sapience is there in erecting the edifice of your life and society on a foundation that is enemy to the water, whose anathema is cloud and air and sea and sky? For water is in all those things. What is an umbrella? An umbrella is an illusion, a self-delusion that you can keep the wet out of your life. That though you breathe and eat and walk on things suffused with it, you can control the dominion of water over your existence. What could be more intolerably vain than the child wishing to control his parent? Except the child believing that he can and is. It is the delusion of created over creator, of art over artificer. But is that truly so mad? What is the artist if not the channel for the divine? The whisper of muses in the song of demons. Wherein lies the purpose of the artist if not in artistry, whose essence is its product, the work of art? And water is the artist, animal creation the art, and human civilization the crowning jewel, the final stroke of the paintbrush. Why do people use umbrellas in modern society? Because they are life.